Autism Enhancement Fund is celebrating its 10th year anniversary. We tell you more about the organization and what it has been able to accomplish over the past decade on this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. And in our No Jamaica feature, we take a visit to the old capital, Spanish Town. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker. Stay with us. The Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, has spent billions of dollars on tourism projects since it began operations 10 years ago on May 1, 2005. The organization has been working to fulfill its mandate under the Tourism Master Plan to promote growth and development in the tourism sector. But how does the government generate funds for this purpose? The Tourism Enhancement Act allows for a tourism enhancement fee of $20 to be charged to incoming airline passengers and $2 to be charged to cruise passengers. The money is collected or paid into a dedicated tourism enhancement fund. Executive Director of the TEF, Clyde Harrison, says an increase in arrival figures has also seen a growth in the amount of money available for the execution of projects through the TEF. This, he says, allows the government to undertake more meaningful and costly ventures.
In this 10th year, we have done a lot in the product margin. In all areas, we have done great things in some areas, and we still continue to do. I think significantly now what we have achieved is some of our maturity. Now we are looking at much larger projects, and we have major projects in all the resorts, Negril, Montego Bay, Ocho Rios.
Mr. Harrison says he is particularly pleased with some of the transformational projects carried out by the TEF over the past decade.
So to celebrate the transformational projects, more significant in all the resorts, which are ongoing, are one of your big completed in part at this time. So having done and maintained the product for many years, we have just taken a new approach to more transnational projects, and that is something we will be probably celebrating our 11th and 12th year.
In the area of national heritage projects, there is the Montego Bay Cultural Center in Sam Sharp Square, with its National Museum of Jamaica West and Auditorium for Live Performances, established at a cost of $62.5 million. Another major heritage project is the refurbishing of the birthplace of the right excellent Norman Manley and establishment of the Roxborough Museum at a cost of $42.6 million.
In Ocho Rios, there's a cruise ship pier redevelopment, Turtle River Road redevelopment, Montego Bay, the Elegant Corridor lighting, the coming Dumpop Beach development.
There is also the Ocho Rios upgrading project, completed at a cost of $345 million. The $270 million streetscape project, now underway in Falmouth, which will see the upgrading of roads and drains, and the planned transformation of the town of Negril. Mr. Harrison says Jamaicans have benefited directly from several of these projects while fulfilling the TEF's primary mandate. He adds that the organization has provided funding for the development and better management of environmental resources in Jamaica.
In Gong Huan, the environment, you know, we have done Marine Park, we have done work with Hope Gardens, with Hope Zoo, we have done work with NEPA for the morass in Negril. We have done significant environmental work. We have sponsored the declaration of Blue and Junco Mountain as a World Heritage Site, UNESCO. We are deep in that. We have done all the first two phases for them.
Another important aspect of the TEF's work is its support for security. Within the last year, TEF has provided funding to the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, for the repair and purchase of motor vehicles at a cost of $225 million. They've also provided engines to make functional marine vessels for the Marine Police at a cost of $15.5 million. And now for our No Jamaica feature. Spanish Town, originally called Villa de la Vega, was founded in 1534 as Jamaica's second capital before this was moved to Kingston in 1871. Today, it is a busy market and transport hub with historic buildings and long-established schools, churches, and chapels. Now, let brotherhood unite. And that's it for this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker with studio engineer Joel Samuels. Thanks for joining us.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.